Hi, this is a dictation for Chiquanta, C-H-I-Q-U-A-N-T-A Robertson. Date of service is 11-3-2022. Date of accident is 9-3-2022. Date of birth is 7-17-1977. Ms. Chiquanta Robertson is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident where she hit a parked car and rear-ended it. And as a result, she started having some headaches without any symptoms of TBI. However, she started having pain in the right shoulder and neck and the lower back, right elbow and right hand. She was found to have a fracture of the right radius head, which is healing pretty good. According to her, right shoulder, right elbow and right hand are hurting 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the numbness and tingling of all the fingers off and on coming up. She has a pain in the middle back, neck and the lower back as such. And headaches are only 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 once a week, and they are reducing in its intensity and frequency. Pain level is around 8. The ADLs are also affected at around 8. She is also seeing an orthopedic surgeon at St. John Macomb on Monday. She has another appointment. They are expected to review her splint and other issues regarding the radial head fracture, and they may do another x-ray. I will leave it all the fracture management unto the orthopedic guys. She has an arm sling but was not wearing one. She was advised to wear that. She is known to have a vertigo and ringing in the ear before even the accident due to some occult reason, and she was advised to now see a neurologist of her health insurance basis. She does report 80% relief in the pain symptoms due to the therapy and medications, etc. And her ADLs are reported affected are 8 in the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep and enjoyment of life. The system review patient reported headaches that are less frequent and only 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is no more dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, blackouts, fainting, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation. There is no history of lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, or even anxiety, depression, panic. Patient has some difficulty in sleeping and some issue with the tension and weakness. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the right shoulder along with the pain in the right shoulder, stiffness of the neck along with pain in the neck, and the stiffness of the lower back with stiffness of the and pain in the lower back. She has occasional numbness and tingling of the right hand fingers. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine, or frequency of the urination are reported. In the respiratory, there is some asthma, but no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. Some improvement is here, 80%. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications is Norco that was given for the first visit. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, previous blood pressure is 137 over 89, pulse is 80, and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is from previous visit of 10-6-2022, dictation number 1006-052, along with diagnosis, plan of care. The patient is rightly advised to continue seeing orthopedic surgery at St. John Macomb for the management of the fracture of the right radius. She does have a numbness and tingling of the fingers all the time, and hence an MRI of the cervical spine, right shoulder, and lumbar spine is ordered to identify the correct pathology. And once that is done, patient will be seen in 15 days' time to discuss the further care. She is in addition being referred to a chiropractor for evaluation and treatment. TBI symptoms are to the minimal, and therefore no further investigation is needed. She is continuing physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program, and on light duty job, 5 pound lifting limit with 7 hours 6 days without any bending, twisting, sweating, and excessive running. Other than that, patient will be seen in 15 days. Medications are provided, which include Mobic, Flexeril, Acifex, and Tylenol 4, and Neurontin. Other than that, patient is quite stable. Thank you.